Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, welcome to Tasty Cakes in Dominican Republic.
Hi, es queque de testo? Is that how you say it?
That's
my
not
Spanish
good Spanish.
My Spanish is so great. Everyone talks about how it's so great.
What do you need,
so
lady?
Great. Listen, hi, how are you? Wow.
I'm great. I've been on this shift since 1984.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Yeah, I need a cake today. And what I need to get...
We got that. Here, take this one.
No. I need a cake like... 3 layers, and I need it to be in the shape of a very large eggplant, just a huge eggplant. Yeah.
Well, here's this vanilla cake,
no.
And this is yours.
No, Mama loves chocolate. I need a chocolate cake, please.
Well, here's this chocolate cake.
Okay, but can you write happy birthday?
We do not write anything after the bakers are gone.
What?
No writing for you. No, the bakers have left. It is the rules. There is no cake for you ever. They have, it is, cannot be done. That's the people upstairs.
I'm sorry.
There's a,
I'm sorry,
there's
Baker. Your neighbor upstairs, I think, just died, and it threw me out of the scene.
It's an artillery factory.
Oh, okay, sure. Yeah. Well, listen.
They make weapons.
Okay, well, weapons, schmeppens. I get what I want.
All right, here you go. I guess we can do this. Just squirt some icing around here. Just get the fuck out of my store.
Hello. This is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyoncé.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Danielle's got a Danielle, y'all. Danielle's got a Danielle.
I always get what I want. I have never wanted to slap someone through my TV screen as much as I did in that statement of, I'm always going to get what I want. It's not even a question. Y'all, no one talks like that except for supervillains.
This is the other way. Season 4, episode 11, our part 2. The tongue has no bone, but it cuts deep. What is that? Who was that about?
Someone who is hurting someone with their, maybe Chris.
With Chris.
And Jamie.
Well, maybe, yeah, because Chris got hurt because Jamie said, you don't love me or whatever.
You don't love me anymore. Anyway, y'all, this miserable bitch is going to get her cake.
Going to get her cake.
What does it matter?
But she's not going to get to eat it, too, because she left.
I do have to say, she walked in the day of this cake place.
Y'all.
And says, so I need a cake. If I was in New York, I would just get a cake with like his body on it. And the thing is, you could not get a cake like that on the day of.
No.
You would have to order it.
And of course she would want a cake with his body on it because that's what she wants to remind everyone that she's
that she has. That she owns.
That she owns his body.
It's
you can't do this. No. We live in Los Angeles. If I walked up to fucking Vanilla Bakery or Susie Cakes or Magnolia or, wow, I know a lot of bakeries.
I was going to say.
Wow.
Whoa.
Sweet Lady Jane's.
Where's your punch card?
Whoa. Okay. Wow. I feel seen. But if I walked up to any of those bakeries that I've never been to before and said, hi, excuse me, kind woman, kind sir, I'd like a cake today. They would look at me like I was nutso.
Well,
like a specific cake.
I think what he was saying is the bakers who do things, who do all the things, are gone for the day.
Not Daniel.
And she was this guy was basically the guy who sells them. And y'all, and they probably have rules about who can actually touch the cakes.
Probably, yes.
And and she's like, what do you mean? You can't rub some icing on, go in full Karen. And the thing about it is, I don't think Johan would have cared if there was a cake for 25 people.
He didn't give a shit, y'all. She threw this party. Do I think a part of her wanted to do something nice for him? Maybe. But she threw this party to show his family how much she does for him.
And how much money she has.
And
she can do this.
That she can do this.
Totally. This is throwing her weight around.
Yes.
And not just her butt when she walks away.
Not just her butt when she walks away.
Yo, this is toe. And this is any announcements we have before we jump in.
We want to remind people on Reality Gaze Plus, we are going strong with Seeking Brother Husband and Extreme, or You, Me, and My Ex will be coming back. That first episode will be on the free feed, so you can try before you buy. But then that will jump to the $8 cringe tier in Reality Gaze Plus. We've already seen that one couple, April, is coming back.
April, whose ex-husband, Roy, remember her?
Yes.
I just love Miss Roy so much.
Explain the situation for people. So, y'all, You and Me and My Ex is basically kind of what Seeking Brother Husband almost wants to be. But explain the premise
of
this
show. It's basically boundaries. What boundaries?
What boundaries?
These are people who are too close to people who they've seen before in... Our favorites are Lisa and her.
So there's
her husband and the other.
Yes. And a lot of times these are people who are still good friends with their ex.
Yeah.
And their ex is involved in their life.
And their current relationship doesn't like it. So this Roy and April were together. And then I can't remember her.
He went away from them and fought in the military.
Yeah.
Did she cheat on him?
I think so.
I think she cheated on him. She cheated when he was deployed with this guy, right?
With this new guy who she's married to.
Mm-hmm.
And then she basically was bound to determine she was going to become friends with his ex-wife.
Well, no. Is it his ex-wife or his actual wife? I think it's his act. So her ex-husband.
No, he's getting married. He's marrying her.
He's marrying her.
And then his ex.
I can't remember all their names.
That's what it doesn't matter. His ex is the one who she wanted to be friends with.
Oh, yes. And they're best friends. They started a podcast together.
Yes. And the husband hates that they're best friends.
Confused yet? It is confusing, but it's also just messy.
But April wanted her ex Roy at her wedding.
Yeah.
I just really want Roy to come.
We haven't seen any.
April's deluded.
It's kind of shocking we don't have a trailer yet for that. I don't know what's going
on. I don't know what's going on at the Squirrel Factory.
We should have a trailer.
Yeah. It's weird. I agree.
It's weird. Anyway, but we're excited. It's a great cringe show.
God, I miss Kay LeVay.
It's coming back. I don't think she's going to be back.
She's a one season burn brightly, and then we never see her again.
It's premiering the same day as Love in Paradise, which is going to be...
We're never sleeping again.
No. And all this the week of Poodle Show in Orange County.
Yeah.
So,
that's why if I look tired, please don't tell me I need to get some sleep. I'm aware.
Same. You look the same.
I'm trying to kill you with my brain.
Say it with me, y'all. You'll pay.
You'll pay.
You'll pay. But Love in Paradise is not just a Discovery Plus show anymore. It is going to be airing on TLC.
So it's going to be on the free feed.
So it's going to be on the free feed. So we are going to have two concurrent 90-day shows running Woo-hoo! At the same time.
Well, technically, Darcy and Stacey was a 90-day show.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Again, if you have not watched, we told you before this episode, but they're... the gay couple is back from season two. If you have not watched season two of Love in Paradise, stop what you're doing now. Fucking binge that shit in one day.
It's on our free feed.
It's on, well, but even watch the show on Discovery Plus.
Actually, no. Is it on our free? We did drop it because it aired on TLC.
We dropped 6 months December. Later. We aired it. But y'all, go on Discovery Plus and watch that because. You're going to need the context.
Yeah, there's a lot of storytelling
when,
that happens.
Yeah, when your storyline is we're both tops and someone needs to bottom, which is what their main storyline was, you're going to want to see that. Again, Love in Paradise, maybe tied with A Single Life, but Love in Paradise is probably my favorite spinoff of 90 Day Fiancé.
It's not mine, but...
It's not yours, but it is my favorite.
And maybe Gabby and Abby will be back.
Oh, please. Doubtful. Please, I hope there's another Frankie.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I think Gabby caused a hurricane and they put her in jail.
Yeah, it is so good, y'all. So the anyway, you gotta watch, you need to watch season one and two, honestly.
Yep.
By the way, Mark and what's her name didn't make it. Spoiler alert.
She's better than he is.
Poodle is so sad.
Team K forever.
All right, I think that's all we
and
need
neither
to say.
Did Ariana or Sherlon.
Oh. Well, I don't know. I doubt they're on season three. I think they're done.
No.
Isn't he married to someone else now?
I think so.
But maybe Ariana's back.
And y'all, they've been fighting on social media.
Y'all, you gotta watch these first two seasons of this. It's so fucking good. That is worth even Discovery Plus for 1 month. Just get it.
That storyline should have just been called "He's Just Not That Into You."
Just not that into you.
Even though you have
might,
a baby,
they actually might show season two on TLC right now. Because sometimes to build up to a new season, they'll show reruns.
They already did.
No, sometimes they'll show the reruns.
I see what you're
and
saying.
Build up. Anyway. All right, who are we talking about for Drag Defense Fund? Don't forget that charity this month. May 17th is when the moment's going to be.
7th.
That's what I said. All right, who are we talking about first?
The little miserable bitch that could.
The little miserable bitch that could.
And the man mountain, Johan. Danielle and Johan.
Woof.
So, just when you think she won't bring it. She's a clutch. She's the clutch player in this.
Because it is interesting that he does act like an asshole to her.
He does.
Episode.
I totally agree.
But she trounces his asshole with her asshole. Yeah.
She's like, is that what you got? Watch this. Hold my beer.
Because a part of you goes, well, I don't feel sorry for her, but that's kind of mean. Oh, never mind. That went away.
There's something about. I felt bad for her last week when he says there are consequences.
He's doing that silence. I'm mad at you and I'm going to punish you, which is really the word for that is toxic. That is gross.
But worry, y'all.
Remember, he thinks he's on 90 Day Fiancé. Again, I'm going to go back to that. It's like when we kept forgetting Britney was actually married.
He's on a whole different
show.
He's
on a whole... Remember, y'all, he thinks they're going to go back to the U.S.
He really does believe that.
He doesn't know they're on tow.
Yeah.
Like, he probably...
They went... She went the other way.
She probably is so glad that he doesn't have great English skills, because on the tell-all, he would get it.
That's the point.
Yeah.
She needs to be with someone.
She thinks he's dumb.
She needs to be with someone who either doesn't know the whole story so she can manipulate everything.
Yep.
Y'all, it's Johan's birthday today, and she's doing a ritual, again, just more nuttiness.
She's putting...
I'm here for it. Eggshells.
Eggshells around a coconut, and then if she kicks the coconut around the apartment, it'll change the energy. Johan, laying there like a big dick snack, I will say, on the... He barely fits on the bed. God.
It's true. And God. Y'all, he's confused, but the cute thing is, he kind of helps her.
Because it's soccer.
Yeah. He gets that.
He loves kicking balls around.
So, and then he prays. You know I love a passive-aggressive Father We Just prayer.
It's true. You love kicking balls around, too.
I do.
I just saw, you were just watching that movie, Ted Asso.
It's a good one. Ted Asso. They had a good season this year.
What was your
you
favorite?
You just the what penalty kick. The penalty kicks.
What was your favorite storyline of Ted Asso this year?
Definitely the shirtless scrimmage that ended up with a gangbang on a referee. It's the
Ready flags
it's
thrown.
The surprises in the storyline. Yeah. Everyone got a yellow card. And then they jizzed on them.
Yeah, I got that. Yeah.
Oh, we can make anything about gay sex.
God, that's a our old sissy Clara would have loved that reference. God bless Claire. I think
about
her.
Oh, she would have.
She would have loved that. Sissy Claire. Rest in power, Claire.
Boy, if anyone's resting in power,
she is
it
resting
is Claire.
In power. Love her.
So, y'all, Baba has told her to do this.
Her spiritual leader.
And he basically says, he's like, now I'm going to pray to my God. Lord, please don't let Danielle be so stubborn.
Yeah.
That I can tell you right now, that prayer's not going to come true.
That prayer is not going to come true. That's a bold, that is a very Southern Baptist preacher.
It's a passive aggressive
prayer.
It's like when my father will sometimes do a blessing.
Because your mom doesn't do those, but your dad does,
yeah.
Right?
My father does the worst passive aggressive Father We Just blessings.
Oh.
It's just like, and Father Friend, Father Friend, I'm so happy for Mother Poodle's bless her car. Hopefully she does not get more speeding tickets.
And your mom's just sitting over there biting her jaw.
help us to not have any more disagreements tonight. Help her know that I love her.
Even though I have to tell her all the time. Let her remember.
You think I'm making it up. Both of them kind of, my mother doesn't do a lot of passive aggressive praying, but that's my father's technique.
Well, I will say your father does not.
Father Friend, help Jaybird to know I respect him and whatever he chooses, and forgive us of our many sins.
Even if it's not weird. Help him to realize
Father,
I wish him just invest Father a little
friend,
bit in real estate.
Father Friend. Father Friend, help Brother Poodle's wife to know that we don't dislike her. We're just trying to get her to be better.
You need to send this to your brother. He'll love it.
No, he is the worst for that. And he does it and it just kind of slips it in.
You know, your dad doesn't have the subtlety in his passive aggressive
doesn't,
that your mother does.
That my mother does. No.
Because your mom really plays a long game.
Oh, yeah. It's masterful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, my father is just kind of...
And on the receiving end of that.
He waits to do it in prayer, which is kind of the worst time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. My parents are real pieces of work. See y'all...
Never forget when I got that Father's Day response from your mother, that text.
when you texted my father.
I texted your mom, and I texted both of them just to say, Happy Father's Day. I was thinking of you today. I'm so glad, because you were doing better.
Yep.
This is the year of the coma, and I was like, I'm so glad Jake's doing better. Hope
Happy
y'all are
Father's
doing,
Day, Father Poodle.
Just kind of like sending the love, and then I get a, Matt, thanks so much for that. Funny, I didn't get a Mother's Day text, and I went, what?
It's so typical. people.
Did you tell your brother that?
He died.
Then I said,
he laughed. And he's like, that makes sense.
I said to Jake, and I said, how do I respond to this? And Jake said, don't.
You just can't. Don't.
You there's, can't respond.
There's you've been no beaten. Response.
There, you've been beaten.
There, the only thing is to take a lily and lie down. That's your response. And grab it and pass away. Y'all, have you ever wondered why I'm the way I am? It's the two parents who raised me. I think they did a pretty good job.
They did.
But we can't choose our models. So give yourself, if you ever think to yourself, God, why do I do this? Why do my parents influence me this way? Remember, we don't choose our models.
They are
with us at least the first, consistently the first 18 years of our life. If we're blessed even to have parents.
If you have parents that are supportive.
You know.
Well, if they're not. If your parents aren't in your lives, it's still modeling something.
Yeah, you've still
that affects you.
So give yourself some slack.
That takes decades to undo. Lifetimes.
I've been working on it for a while. As we were saying, after she is going to provide do a surprise party for 25 people, mm-hmm. she makes sure to say how many people, so everyone can see what a big deal she's
doing.
Big
deal.
And so, and I think I wrote down the cake scene that we did earlier, and that's when she's like, these cakes are just too basic for my husband. My cake, what she really means is these cakes are too basic for me.
Yeah.
And so y'all, he gives her the writing tool, as he calls it. And so she does that. He's like, well, should work here.
The baker gives her he said, you can write on your own cake.
She really does.
By the way, is there a party going on outside?
No, they just have very loud voices whenever they go to their car.
Boy, just having a phone conversation
you can hear, she broadcasts to the world, and it seems like she's always on her phone when she's walking to her car. I know. I don't understand it.
I think she has problems being alone.
That's true. She does.
Sorry, we're just talking about poodles, neighbors.
That's a different neighbor, though.
Yeah.
Not that one upstairs.
Take a drink every time we talk about Poodle's neighbor.
So, y'all, she basically says when she has the great phrase. This is her housewives villain phrase. I'll always get what I want. It's not even a question.
And I wrote, I hate you.
I know. That's when I want to go, pop.
Pop.
right through the TV.
Yeah, just pop. So they're heading to dinner to the surprise party. And Daniel's like, I hope he understands that he is my first priority.
No, he's not,
because you haven't put any of the things he wanted first. Nothing.
Nope. So, y'all, then he's just like, so what do you want to do on your birthday? What do you want to do? And he's like, I don't know, climb mountains or do that, something nature. And she said, maybe climb Mount Everest. And she's like, yeah. And she's like, honey, only 10 people have done that. Not true.
Not true.
Lots and lots of people have climbed Mount Everest. You take a look at that.
Hey, Siri, how many people have climbed Mount Everest?
It's funny. It's
Let's
a lot
see
of
what
people.
It says. Over 5,000. Over 5,000 climbers have climbed Mount Everest. That's bigger than the town of Lone Grove.
Wow.
Half the size of Pickens.
Pickens is about, I think Pickens is probably 12,000-15,000.
Oh, y'all are big.
Yeah.
Wow.
So y'all, she walks, all his family is there, and she's like, he's like, who did this? And she's like, me, I thought of it. It's all due to me.
It's all due to me. She really does. She does talk like a villain.
So y'all, later on, he's like, I thank God for this party. I thank everybody else. I thank the people who put these tables together. I thank the people who assembled these, who made the balloons, God.
That mosquito that just flew by, I thank it for the breath from its wings.
Yes.
He and thanks everything in the fucking
world. She's sitting there just like this.
She's just sitting there, and even the dad, his dad who says, hey, do you want to thank your wife? And he goes, I already did.
I already thanked her, y'all.
And he sits, that was a dick move. That was really cruel.
I will say, you're right. But he just kind of, and she went, excuse me.
It was really terrible for him to do that.
Yeah, but it was kind of funny.
But it was kind of great because she's basically, she's just fucking beat him down and beating, and so he's kind of just giving her a taste of her own medicine.
She goes, now boom, chicka boom, chicka boom, 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 boom. And she walks out with those hips. And
she walks out, yeah.
And she's like, it's crazy. He's pretending I don't exist in front of his family. It's now.
She said, it's humiliating. And I went, but you.
That's the basis of your whole relationship.
But you emasculate him constantly. And how dare you use the word humiliating when he's explained to you that's why he doesn't want to meet your ex, because yep. that is humiliating to him. And you tell him he's being childish.
So, y'all, he goes after her. And then it's something she says to him a lot of, you don't understand how much I do for you. You have no gratitude. And she's so fucking gross when she talks this way.
Here's the deal, though. She's gross, and I do see validity in what she's saying. There is an arrogance to Johan. I do think because he's tall, good looking, and has a huge dick.
It's a huge penis.
I do feel like he's into himself, and he thinks that he is enough.
Yeah.
So it does kind of make, this was the first time I watched this episode, and I thought, wait, are y'all kind of both terrible people and kind of perfect for one another?
I don't think he's great.
I'm leaning in if you're watching The Intimate Portrait. It doesn't make me have sympathy for her.
Absolutely
don't
not.
Don't get me wrong on this.
This is the policy of this podcast that says we will never say anything nice about Danielle. Gwyneth Paltrow. That is in the bylaws of this podcast.
I felt sorry for her. I just bought a candle from Goop.
How dare you?
I'm kidding, I didn't.
She's fine. I wish you good luck. Still, I will say, if I've ever come close to liking her, the amount of pettiness that she had when she told that guy, I wish you good luck. Good luck to you.
I do like her style.
I got it. Shut up. Remember. No, I'm not allowing this. I'm cutting it.
But Shakespeare in Love was good.
No, it wasn't.
He was so hot in that movie.
That I'll allow you about. It wasn't as good as the movie as everyone remembers.
And her Oscar dress was gorgeous.
That pink thing?
Yes.
I don't know. Retroactively, I blocked her out of my brain.
Ugh. Anyway. Yuck.
That's both like my things favorite part true. In Outbreak when she died. And like the best part of Seven, as I said before, was her head in the box.
So,
spoiler alert.
And so she's saying why, and Johan basically said, well, I was upset with you, and that's why I didn't want to thank you. So he is punishing her.
On this.
These are the consequences for her actions.
The day before my birthday.
He does talk about it like it is a...
On my birthday eve.
On the birthday eve, you betrayed me, Judas.
You told me you wanted to go to see your ex.
You kissed me on the cheek.
Ruined my birthday.
Anyone ever told the story of Christ through Judas's eyes? I'm sure someone has.
Oh, I'm sure. There's a book called The Gospel of Judas that I read once.
I'm not going to read it. I don't care that much. I just thought about it. Has anyone ever told it where Judas is like a gay, vicious queen?
I doubt it.
That's the musical I want to see.
Great. And then when she said, you don't understand, my whole life is for you. My whole life.
It's for you to bang me.
Yeah, and we're going to stay here forever so I can avoid taxes.
So I can avoid that bankruptcy and I can get vacation dick constantly. But my whole life is for you. She leaves.
And I just like it that somehow she still wound up making, even though it was his surprise party, she still made it about her.
Because she said, now I've got to go in there and your family's seeing me cry. So she leaves and they fucking eat that cake without her.
Because it's now a party.
Now it's a party.
Now that she's gone.
Y'all, oh, that's all I got. We're going to take a quick break.
And we'll be back.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation, or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
I'm Determined Debbie, and I'm here to say I love Osama in a major way. Ooh.
My name is Osama, and I love my Debbie. She's meeting my parents, so she better get ready.
I wasn't expecting the eye.
If those of you on the intimate portrait
saw that.
You know, I can portray Osama's lazy eye because
it's true.
I have one myself.
It is quite distracting sometimes.
It really was all the way in that cab. He was talking to her. You know what? I'm with you, Osama. I got one too. I was just talking the other. I love it when I'm talking to people and some people will kind of look around. They'll say, I'm sorry, what are you looking at? And then I say kind of with relish, oh, I have a lazy eye. And
I'm sorry, it's just my lazy eye.
And they go, oh, sorry, just to see them feel like shit. I don't feel bad about it.
Tell me that I don't bat an eye.
I know, but you're a terrible person inside. But most people with a conscience, they shrivel up and go, I'm so sorry. I'm like, I don't care. I got a lazy eye.
His was giving flounderfish realness. Yeah. Like going, woo.
Flounder looks good in The Little Mermaid. And they show a little bit of that latest trailer.
You know what? I like
excited
it.
For that movie.
I'm not people get in a weird, like the racist attacks, all that stuff.
Ugh,
I'm not
off.
Bothered by the vocalism. Do whatever you want to. I don't think the costumes look very good. I think the costumes look cheap.
I think she looks good. You don't think she looks good?
Look again.
I thought it looked really pretty when I saw a trailer in the theater.
Maybe. I don't know. I just thought the other costuming looked cheap. Yep.
I'm excited to see it.
I'm a fan of hers. I really like her.
You know what I'm excited about? I'm excited that it kind of was a big fail, even though I love her as an actor. And actor-wise, she was a great cast. But I'm sorry, but Emma Watson can't sing that role. And I'm excited that they actually got an actor
who can actually
fucking sing Ariel's part. Because
I never saw the
Beauty and the Beast would have been a much better movie if she could actually fucking sing.
Did see it. There's a lot of movies I don't need to see.
There was a lot of things I liked about it, but you saw it once. It's fine. I'd rather watch the animated.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm just sitting here in a Debbie wig.
What's new?
One of the reasons I did that is Debbie was saying things like,
Miss, who's the man? Yeah. Large and in charge, Osama.
Yes,
like she's trying to get in with the kids
lingo.
Yes,
my lady. Yes, you getting jiggy with it.
I'm getting jiggy
You're
with it.
You're jigged with it, Debbie.
You're
going to...
Kimiset.
My iPad wrote Kissimmee. just outside
Florida.
Of Orlando. Just heading there.
So... They are, and Debbie's like, I'm trying to steel myself and make myself strong because she's very nervous about meeting the parents.
She is. And he's like, just be yourself.
The light from your face makes everyone love
they
you.
They don't look at age. They don't care about that.
And I'm extremely nervous because they're going to think there's some terrible American lady trying to steal their son.
She wants to make sure that her intentions are good. Good intentions.
So we learned it from Osama that his mother is shy. It's hard to say shy. And he's like, but don't take that personally. He said, I'm nervous too.
He does say in his talking that he is a little bit nervous because she's from a different culture. And then Debbie says, do they know that I'm moving here permanently? And Osama said, no, I want you to tell them.
Well, come on, Osama. You're supposed to have my back.
And that's where she says, I'm a little worried because Osama's not telling them the full picture.
He has to put all his cards on the table. I think this is a warning sign.
Do the whole thing in the voice, are we?
Yes, yes. It feels like a warm hug now.
But I do need to. You've been busy, but after this, I need you to go and get a hair bread.
Yeah, I need to.
Yeah, and you need to get that. You know what? You put it on the company card. I need you to buy some of Debbie's jewelry.
It's so expensive.
Like how expensive?
Like a couple $100.
It's a write off.
I don't know if that's
kind of
write off.
I
don't know.
It would. It's costuming.
That's true.
I just did our taxes. And because you made me buy all that shit for that live show, I wrote every bit of it off.
Good.
Because we used it.
I know, I'm going to go through
it. Even when my accountant says, really, an inflatable cow costume? And I said, yes, it's a write-off.
And the other cow costume.
They said, another inflatable. I said, we needed a backup just in case.
I haven't even done that yet. Mine told me I didn't have to do all that when I showed up. He's like, you do that later in our meeting.
I'm really worried about where you meet your accountant and what his actual profession is. We got to be on the up and up on this. My mother worked for the IRS, so I keep it strictly above board.
It's an Armenian restaurant we meet.
Oh, great. Great.
It's in the back room.
I report everything out of fear.
So y'all, they're there and they're meeting the parents. And she's like, smile, smile. And mom is making tea. Fatima, the mom, Asma, the sister, and the father, Muhammad. And y'all, you could not drive a 10-penny nail into mom's ass. She is mortified. She's so nervous. You can tell. His sister's so pretty.
She's gorgeous.
And also, do you notice that he looks like his mom? Is definitely mom's face.
Yeah. He does look like his mom.
And
Asma is his sister.
Yes, Asma.
That's a pretty name.
And at one point,
and Muhammad's the dad.
Dad says,
I wrote his dead.
Dad is pouring tea like that. She's like, your dad's cool.
He's pulling like, she's like, oh, wow.
Daddy-o.
Dad's getting jiggy with it.
He's literally pulling out all her young words.
She is. Now, Debbie gives good meeting because she immediately talks about the uncomfortableness.
Yeah.
And she basically talks about how she likes that Osama was a family man. And she said, I know it's hard. She said, what do you think about the age difference? Like, let's
She brought it out there.
Talk about the old elephant in the room.
The old... pretty much surely menopausal elephant
in the room
who cannot bear children anymore.
And Dad Muhammad's like, guess what? I don't give a fuck.
We don't care. What? And he said, it wasn't a block for me. He said, at first I thought it was strange, but then I realized he really loves her, so I give him full freedom. She says, how old are your mom and dad? How old are mom and dad? Dad is 68. Oh,
Thank goodness.
Because she's 61.
Something like that. 62,
she
said, I think.
She's like, she's just, and she makes a joke. I'm glad I'm not the oldest person in the room. And they all laugh. They think it's funny.
Except her mom was like,
they do keep cutting to mom. The editor keeps cutting to mom, just kind of looking. If you're watching the intimate portrait, she kind of looks like you know when you're sitting by a plane or sitting with someone across from them on a plane and you can tell that they're getting air sick.
Yes.
And you're worried they're going to throw up on you. And you're just going.
Or it's someone who's about to shit their pants on a plane.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You're just worried. You're like, is this going to happen in front of me?
That's all I've got.
And I wrote, though, wait, is this going to happen? Do I need to have hope? And by the way, a sissy who used to do the programming for, I think, Delta said, if I tweet Delta, said that Harold and Maude was a movie on the plane on Delta for a while. And if I tweet them, they'll be very happy to put an old movie back on the plane for me because it costs them nothing.
Great. Maybe you could watch Harold and Maude.
Maybe.
On a plane. Give it your Oscar.
Yes. Yes. But I don't know. Are they going to make it?
Did you see the Up next week?
Yeah. in true Matt Sharp fashion.
I was right.
In true Matt Sharp fashion, we find the goalpost has been moved.
Not even that. The goalpost was a different goalpost.
He wants to come to America.
Debbie doesn't want
to go to America, y'all, because I think a part of her feels like she'll just get made fun of for the rest of her life if he comes to America.
No, this is her dream to be this place and be away from people who thought she was strange her whole life.
Yeah.
And she also knows that he might be with her there because she's an anomaly, but back in America, he's not gonna be with her.
No.
So
she can't afford probably to.
Yeah.
Or maybe she can. I don't know her financial status. I don't know what she does. Her jewelry's expensive.
Everyone who said, I hate to say this. Everyone who said, but I have good high hopes for them, lowered that bar. Sorry, I don't mean it would ruin everything for everybody.
You kind of do.
Kind of.
Kind of look for it.
I called this DOA from the beginning. It's fun and it's romantic, but it's not real. Because y'all, Harold and Maude, not real.
Wow.
Sorry, I just destroyed your hopes and dreams.
Wait, was Linda Hunt in Harold and Maude? Who was in Harold and Maude?
The woman who was in Rosemary's Baby. What is her name?
She's actually dead.
Yes, she's dead. Her name is...
Is Harold dead?
I don't know.
Oh,
probably not.
I hope they were friends for their lives.
Her name is... I'm trying to come up with it right now. People are screaming. Oh, God. Her name is...
It's fine.
Is,
I'm bored now.
No, I need to know. No, you will not.
I don't care anymore.
Her name
God,
is...
God, for the love of God, please just end this.
Ruth Gordon. Yeah, Bud Cort is still alive, it looks like. Ruth Gordon, it was Maude.
Okay.
That's all I have.
That's all. Who's next?
Gabe and Isabel.
Oh, yes, Gabe and Isabel. I'm going to say it again. They don't have problems.
I agree.
I mean, this is a technical problem, but this whole thing of... It's not for audacity, but it is. This is what I think happened. This is what I'm calling. TLC said, hey, we like this kid. We like this girl. We think it'd be really cool to have a storyline of someone who's trans.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be good TV because they know how to, they can, they, Gabe is a kind of a performer.
Yeah.
Like he's hot. He's charming. He is charming.
Yeah.
Like, I bet you if I ever, sorry, my nose keeps itching. I need to try.
Can we follow this train of thought?
I bet you that both of us, if we met Gabe, we would by 10 minutes in, we go.
Probably.
He's very charming.
Finish your train of thought, though.
So my thing is, they're like, now that they thought probably that the drama of this season will be
the parents.
Producer Rachel's going, yeah, we're just waiting for it. Yeah, mm-hmm. Talking matchup. Yeah, we're just waiting for them to meet the parents, and we know that's going to be really dramatic. And then the next day, she called Matt Sharp, and she said, hey, Sharpie.
They're fine with it.
Yeah, they're actually pretty wonderful, and they're great people, and we got nothing.
We're just hoping there's an earthquake.
We're hoping, yeah. We're hoping something happens.
Yeah.
She's gorgeous. Isabel's a wonderful person. Turns out so are her parents.
And her children are lovely, so that's not the problem.
Gabe, we're looking at you. What do you got?
I think that, to me, it is a little bit of a red flag that he doesn't have any of that paperwork.
And see, to me,
as a trans person, not to travel with that in a country.
I guess you would think that if you're, he has a license, everything else of his has been fixed and converted. So why would you think of his birth certificate? And
you have to have it to get married in almost every country. In this country, you have
to. Do you in the U.S.?
Mm-hmm. Usually.
You have to have your birth certificate.
Well, you're proving, you know why? You're proving you're of legal age to get married.
I am curious why, if you didn't do your license and you didn't do everything else, wouldn't you just do your birth certificate?
You can. That is true. I think you have to amend for some trans folks. They amend their birth certificates, so you can change your gender.
Yeah,
on your birth certificate.
Is this a federal thing or is this a state thing? So is it harder? I don't know where his birth certificate's from. If it's from Florida,
I don't know. But it seems like he did change it because he had to send that off to get a passport.
And he said basically.
No, you're right. He said my birth certificate still says female.
Yeah, because and so basically he said he did this like 10 years ago, mm-hmm. and laws were different. Things were.
Definitely.
And he basically said he gave them all that paperwork. He probably didn't scan it or anything like that because he was a young kid. He just gave him, didn't know. He's telling this attorney that they're meeting with that he gave them this paperwork and he didn't keep any of it.
Yeah. I guess I think the idea of sending your birth certificate somewhere.
I don't think it would be a huge deal now. I would think probably he could go to, he even had a surgery. Couldn't he go to a doctor or?
Well, you don't have to do that. No, for marriage then?
I don't know anything of how to do this.
I think they require, because you have to prove you are of legal age to get married. Your license isn't enough.
But I mean, I don't think it would be. It might take some time, but I don't think it would be that hard to get his birth certificate changed in the U.S., but I have no idea.
I agree with you. I think what I laughed about is the idea that he thought the government was going to send him back his stuff.
Yeah, that made me laugh, y'all.
They even say when you send off for passports and stuff like that, this will not be returned to you.
They say sometimes if you're lucky, you'll get it with holes punched in it, but don't expect it.
Yeah.
I've always gotten mine back, my old one. But it's hole punched. It's like useless.
But it was just, at that point, it was like, I get it. You were young, but she was very upset. Too.
She was upset.
And I can kind of understand it.
It is weird that that's kind of their story is that they go talk to the attorney says, you know, we don't have a lot of people, but if your birth certificate says you're male, things can happen pretty quickly and you can get married here. But the point, what is going to be problematic for them now is if Gabe comes back, then how will they let him come back if he doesn't have that long?
Right.
But I get a fraudacity vibe.
I do too. The other thing I thought of is
because they just need, they're like, hey, Gabe, we know you're in love.
Right.
Producer relationship. We know this is great. We got to fly you back to your hometown where your sister can give us a little bit of drama.
I don't know if. Oh, that's right.
That's what I think.
He hasn't told. What do you think about him having not told his mother or sister yet?
They're not going to care. His mother was wonderful. Remember, his mother was great.
But why do you think he hasn't told her? Told either of them?
I don't know.
that gives me pause. Well, they complained about him having these capricious relationships.
What is good? What is actually, I think, in a good way, they're not concerned anything. Obviously, they accept Gabe for who he is. They're kind of like normal, privileged American people on 90 Day Fiancé of, does she just want a green card from you?
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like, it's tale as old as time again.
Right. No, that's true.
Are you trying to look up?
I'm trying to look up.
I feel like this is a complicated answer, and we're not going to get to it.
I was looking up same-sex marriage in Colombia. It's been legal since 2016 in accordance with a constitutional court of Colombia. So,
I think for Gabe, he
wouldn't be able to do it. Yeah,
doesn't want that.
I totally agree. Yeah. No, I was just trying to say if it wasn't possible.
Yeah.
But he doesn't want to be married as a woman.
Yeah. I'm interested because I love watching them, and it's informative and they're entertaining. And his sister, I remember she was funny.
Yeah.
And so she's probably going to ride his ass and I'll enjoy it. But I do feel like it's fraudacity. That said, I don't care. It's like a Kenny and Armando storyline or a... I just saw a picture with them on Easter with their baby, and that baby is cute.
Benjamin Kara, and Akini? Or
Kara and...
Guillermo.
Kara and Guillermo. Like...
They had no problems.
It's entertaining, and I love... And they're all great. Put them on... I can't wait till Gabe and Isabel are on Pillow Talk. They'll be great.
Oh, you think they'll do it?
For sure.
I don't know if they do a lot of... Have they done international... Pillow Talk?
I mark my words, they will be on Happily Ever After.
Oh, I agree. I don't know. Kenny and Armando have done it, but it's Mexico, so it's close. Mm-hmm. I wonder if there has there been or not. Jenny and Sumit did it, didn't they? Did they do Pillow Talk?
Jenny and her daughter, I think.
Yeah, you're right.
Wasn't her daughter?
But was that when she was in the U.S., though?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if they can do international Pillow Talk.
I don't see why they just send them a file, but I don't know. We don't watch Pillow Talk because we feel like it's just
Gilding the lily.
It's gilding the lily.
We already watch it once.
It's kind of like I actually think my friend is in it. Have you seen what's the opera the Metropolitan Opera is doing now? I just saw my friend Latonya's in it.
Can you give me some
Terrence Blanch? Oh, or Terrence
Champion.
Champion. But there's like an opera of like. This man.
Oh, yeah. Like, could you find a hard man like me?
And I'm kind of like.
That's hot.
It's hot, but at the same time, I'm like, it feels a little bit of hat on a hat.
Because two opera, men singing opera being gay?
Because two men singing anything in opera is already just really gay already.
Already, like, talking.
I mean,
could you love a hard man?
Would you
like
a dick in your mouth?
Oh, I'm coming.
Oh, coming.
I'm coming. I'm coming.
Coming. Barbecue sauce.
Boom, boom.
That's the show.
That's the show.
That's all we've got,
everybody. There's nothing else to talk about.
There's nothing else. But I just want to say, this is so GDD of me, but God, Isabel kind of does her makeup and they drive. She's so fucking gorgeous.
She is.
I just love this
She
person.
Is my favorite person on this
and
season.
And we kissed her at the end and Gabe kisses. Gabe is good in bed.
He
kissed her. He's like, I'm salty. And I was like, he is hot.
He is. I just, it's weird. Sometimes I feel like he might be overpromising to her.
Possibly.
There's this weird thing in the back of my mind that's, I don't know. I want to think the best of him, but there's a vibe I get.
I don't know.
I love her, though. I love her.
I love them both. Go to realitygaze.com. Y'all know the deal. And we'll see you next time. We call these people lonely hearts because are we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, Poodle?
Yes.
I had fun with you today. This was a fun day.
I had fun
day.
With you. Mm-hmm. We're punchy as fuck.
We are punchy.
Yes. And remember, if you ever try to get something written on a cake past 2:30, you're out of luck, because that doesn't happen here in the DR. The bakers are gone.
No cake for you.
Get the fuck out of my store. Call us.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.